I spent the summer on a tropical island. We flew to the Philippines and took a boat from the harbor. On weekdays, I'm busy, but I read a lot at weekends, especially on cold days. I drive to the office at 8 in the morning, and I leave for home at 6 in the evening. I usually sleep tight at night, but yesterday I woke up at midnight, at 2 a.m., and every 2 hours after that. I only have a quick lunch at my desk at noon, but I'm always home for dinner, and I usually watch TV while eating. I got on the bus, I travelled for about an hour, and I got off at the last stop. There's a tram stop in front of the building. There's a bank next to it on the left, and a hotel on the right. There's a garage underneath the building, and there's a restaurant above us, on the top floor. A bird was singing in the tree on a branch, and a cat was sitting on the fence. We were sitting in the car for a long time under the bridge. Then we got on the boat. I found a small house on Airbnb. It's at the beach. Close to it, but not right on the beach. I work for a publishing company in the city centre. It's close by, so I walk to work every day. I was born in 1983, on the 3rd of May, and I started school at the age of 6. I'm thinking about the film we saw last night. It dealt with a topic I'm really passionate about. I was late for my English class yesterday. First, the teacher was angry with me, but in a few minutes she was smiling at me. I'm tired of cooking every day. I would like to spend more time with my children and on learning English. How much did you pay for these shoes? Did you pay cash or by card? If you eat a big meal late at night, you may not sleep through the night. You shouldn't eat anything after 7 p.m. I talked to my boss about taking a whole month off. She thought about it for a day, and then we agreed on 3 weeks. I sat at the back of the room in the very last row. During the break, I asked someone to keep my seat for me. Have you heard anything about Mike lately? I think he's abroad on business, but will he be home for the holidays? I always go for a run on Mondays and Wednesdays before breakfast. I've been on sick leave for 3 weeks. I'm fed up with being ill. I want to go back to work. We married in church, and we stayed at a 5-star hotel on our honeymoon. I'll pick up the kids from school and then we'll do the shopping at the supermarket. My grandmother is under treatment and she's in a lot of pain, but she's responding well to the new drug. We're thinking of moving to the countryside. We want our kids to be able to play outside and run around the neighborhood freely. I was walking along the beach barefoot when I stepped on a shell. I picked it up to look at it. I'm outside your house waiting for you. Pull up the shades and look out of the front window. Pour the sauce over the pasta, then mix it with a fork. Grate cheese all over it. Cut the tomatoes in half. Put them onto the tray. Now put it aside and start on the meat. Don't jump off that bridge. You're acting like a child and you're putting your life at risk. I fell off a horse as a child. Since then, I've been afraid of horses. I'm worried about my career. I've applied for many jobs, but no one has called me in for an interview so far. I had to borrow money from my mother because I spent too much money on clothes. I was ashamed of myself. Put the mushrooms into a pan and cook them until soft. Season with salt and pepper and serve with rice. If I won £1 million on the lottery, I would travel around the world for at least a year. Have a look at my jeans. I bought them in a second-hand shop. I paid 1,000 forints for them. I'm not very good at maths, but I'm really passionate about literature. She's married with 2 children. They live on benefits because her husband is out of work. I've been dreaming of becoming a singer since I was a child. I'm crazy about music. I was driving on the motorway when a rabbit ran across the road. I stepped on the brakes and the car behind me ran into me. I rarely speak on the phone with my friends. We prefer to meet at the corner pub. We sit in the pub for hours. The teacher wrote a word on the board in capital letters, but she quickly wiped it off with a sponge. I looked up to the sky and saw a plane flying over our house. We live near the airport. My dog died of cancer. I buried him in the garden under his favorite tree. He was in danger of losing his job, but now that he has graduated from college, he's out of danger. The teacher divided the class into 2 groups, and then the 2 teams competed against each other. My parents don't believe in me, and they try to discourage me from acting. But for me, it's beyond doubt that I will succeed. When he arrived, he apologized for being late, and we asked for drinks. Underneath it all, he's a good person. He shouted to me from the house. I shouted back. But it wasn't a fight. We weren't shouting at each other. My mother doesn't wear makeup on a daily basis, only on special occasions, and she always washes it off carefully before going to bed. We specialize in marketing. We'll give you advice on how to attract more clients and tips on how to keep them. In the distance, beyond the river, there was a charming small town surrounded by thick forest. If you want to succeed in life, you must step out of your comfort zone. Don't let your fears hold you back. This shampoo smells of strawberry. I ordered it from the internet. Normally I pay on delivery, but now I transferred the money in advance. The film is based on a novel written by Danielle Steele. I cried during it, but it has a happy ending. Hang the painting on the wall and put the plant in the sun on the coffee table. I walked across the park, went over the bridge, then sat on a bench in the shade. When the waiter tried to pour wine into my glass, he knocked it over. I swear he did it on purpose. We were flying above the clouds. It was cold on the plane, so I put a blanket over my legs. The dog squeezed under the fence and ran into the road. At the same time, a car drove past, but the driver didn't hit him. I was standing at the cash desk at the end of the queue when I saw a rat sneaking out of the side door. He stayed in the job and worked past retirement age, but at the same time he took care of the grandchildren. I was with him at the conference. We both took notes of the main points and asked our questions at the end. The sun disappeared behind the mountain. I got up from the grass and went inside the house. They lived just up the road, past the church. There's a huge pine tree in front of the house. I bought a cottage by the river. It's within walking distance of the train station. I got a raise the day before yesterday. We're going to celebrate it next week in a fancy restaurant. They walked out of the bar without paying. got on a bus and never returned. Among other things, her money was divided evenly between her children. I'll be there by 5, in time for dinner, unless something unexpected happens. Let's not argue about politics in front of the kids. Can we agree on that? I didn't want to choose between the two dishes, so I ordered both. They were so different from each other. The players gathered together at the entrance and marched onto the pitch 15 minutes before the match started. We were sitting down at the table for dinner when someone knocked on the door. I was surprised by his question, but said nothing until you came. We just sat in silence. She was relaxing by the pool when a child jumped into it and the cold water splashed onto her. I fell 5 meters onto the rocks below. I was rushed to casualty in an ambulance. Temperatures have remained below zero over the past few days. I can't wait for summer. We're open on weekdays from 6 to 8, but we're closed at the weekend. Come back on Monday. I've been waiting in the queue for 2 hours. I must be back at the office by 4. I was watching a film on TV. In English with Hungarian subtitles. I had to sleep on the floor, so I put my bag under my head and I covered myself with my coat. Before she passed away, my grandmother had a strong influence on me. As a child, I adored her. I took a picture of the statue, then I deleted it from my phone. I found a letter among the papers in the waste paper basket. It was from the utility company, and it had a bill in it. Happy hour at the pub is between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Book a table early before you leave for work. The rock rolled down the hill and fell into the ditch at the bottom of the hill. I wrote down the address on a piece of paper, but I left it in the car. They're building new houses along the road. There's a playground for kids just around the corner. She put her arms around me, looked into my eyes, and kissed me on the cheek. She traveled around the world on her own. People admire her for her courage. Grandma sits a lot in her favorite armchair by the window and watches people walking past. We met by chance at a party. We hadn't seen each other since university. She was happy to see me, and it was good to talk to her again. She lied to me about the amount on purpose. She's not honest with us. I'm on my way to the airport. I'll call you before boarding as soon as I get through security. Sorry for being late. I got stuck in the traffic. Next time I'll try to be on time. I bought a present for you. It's made of wood by a local artist. It comes in a metal box. We met in a chat room on the internet. We play the same online game. We're having a date the day after tomorrow. The hole in the wall was filled with plaster and painted the same color as it was before. I'm still friends with the lifeguard who saved me from drowning 5 years ago. As of today, I'm working less, and for the first time in a long time, I'll be back in the gym. The cat fell from a window onto the ground, but he landed on his feet and ran away. The police officer pulled me over and fined me for not having my driving license on me. The city is famous for its cathedral, which was partly destroyed during the war. The bank is just a minute away from here. Walk down the street and you'll see the building on the left, next to a small gift shop. Fish is rich in vitamins, but I'm allergic to seafood. Luckily, I take vitamins every day. The boy was knocked off his horse and was taken to hospital. He recovered in a couple of days. I like all vegetables, except for tomatoes. Unlike my father, who only eats meat. I walked up to the woman sitting opposite me and asked for her phone number. The story was made into a film and will be shown in the cinema at Christmas. The puppy climbed out of the box and jumped onto the sofa. He licked the milk off my finger. We went to a karaoke bar on my birthday. I got really drunk, and on top of that, I fell off the stage. The car was waiting at the traffic lights. The driver kept his eyes on the car ahead of him. He didn't even look in the mirror. Write your name at the top of the page with a pen. Use only one side of the paper. I was sitting at my desk studying for my exams all through the night until 6 in the morning. Instead of complaining, why don't we learn from our mistakes and try to change things for the better? I'm at Jane's. She lives just outside the town, by the river. You can download the document by clicking on the link and saving it to your desktop. The road goes around the village. It's quicker because you don't have to drive through the center at low speed. We arrived in London just after 9 p.m. We had to be at the hotel by midnight. There were up to 100 guests at the wedding. As for the food, it wasn't anything special. I went to college at the age of 40. At first, people were laughing at me, but now they look up to me. I was in front of him, but I let him go ahead of me. The look on his face was priceless. There's a huge spider on the ceiling. I'm terrified of all insects. Can you take it outside, please? The helicopter flew over the city and landed on top of a skyscraper at dusk. Trains were still running despite the snow. However, Berlin was farther than I expected. I grabbed the remote control off the shelf and took the batteries out of it. I was sitting by the window when I saw a man jump over the fence at my neighbor's house. I went by your house and saw a fallen tree in the middle of your garden. It had been blown down by the storm. A huge dog was running towards me, so I jumped into my car and I rolled up the window. Although smoking is bad for your health, some don't care about it. They may suffer from serious illnesses. As I was coming down the stairs, rushing to the door, my foot slipped on a rug. She gave birth to twins, who are still in intensive care. They'll be home in the 3rd week of July. The house has been repainted throughout. It smells of fresh paint. He leaned forward and yelled at her. She stood up and walked towards the door. I'm glad to hear from you. It would be great to get together and talk about old times. I haven't seen you for ages. I'm at the doctor's because my son's temperature is over 39 degrees. But we're over the worst now. You'll find the bathroom just along the corridor, right behind the fitting rooms. My uncle is in prison for drug smuggling. He was sentenced to 3 years. He's expected to come out in a year. The man came out of the florist's with a huge bouquet in his hands and got into a taxi. I'm good with plants. I can take care of them. Besides, this plant was near dead when I got it. She knelt down beside the child and winked at him. The child smiled back at her. They didn't let us in because the building was on fire, but the firefighters put it out in 2 hours. The nurse with glasses was really nice to me in the hospital. She also looked great in glasses. The burglar got into the house by breaking the window and climbing in. Congratulations on your wedding. I'm so happy for you two. I ran 10 kilometers without stopping, went back to the hotel, and I ran upstairs to the 6th floor. A tall man with a beard crashed into a lamppost, but then drove away. He didn't even get out of the car to check on it. My boss left without saying goodbye. He'll be back sometime next month. He's among the best coaches in the world. He's very popular with teenagers across the country. I've known them since nursery school. They invited me to their wedding. I'm looking forward to seeing them at the ceremony. He works in the pet food industry as a sales representative. So far, he's been happy with his job. But now he's thinking of leaving it. I'm sorry about the mistake, and thanks for your help. It was really kind of you. I agreed with him that we needed to talk, so we agreed on a time to meet. We decided against participating in the tournament because of the lack of safety measures. I happen to know a guy who was accused of money laundering. He's in prison. Nothing can stop me from achieving my goals. This year, I will focus on making my dreams come true. He was driving at 150 kilometers per hour when he looked at the time and decided to slow down. I insist on taking you all out for dinner. You saved me from a lot of trouble. I'm grateful for that. I had a bad day at work, so I headed straight to the pub. It's not against the law, but it's still unethical. You should apologize for it. He was dressed as a clown, so nobody recognized him at first. Then he wiped off the paint and changed into his own clothes. Despite everything, she managed to put a smile on her face, and after a long break, she's back at work. Put the table against the wall with the chairs around it. The sofa will be opposite the TV in the other corner of the room. That's me as a child in the pictures above the shelf. They were taken at my grandparents at Lake Balaton. We were at a concert on New Year's Eve when we heard of the tragedy. A wasp flew towards us, and I started walking backwards towards the door. I'm allergic to them. To my surprise, my teachers advised me against studying medicine in the US. My parents warned me about the dangers of smoking, but I never listened to them. Depending on the weather, we can walk or take the tram. It's about 3 kilometers away. Whose purse is this? I found it on the floor under a chair. Does it belong to you? I'll never forgive you for lying to me about your feelings. Could you take this document to the bank for me, please? The director must sign it at the bottom. I didn't ask about his private life, but I soon learnt about it more than I cared for, along with half the town. There are thousands of people in the street, and I've lost my friend in the crowd. He must be somewhere around the beer stalls. They lost by less than 10 votes. They were disappointed by the result, but learned from their mistakes. I've found a £5 bill at the bottom of my bag. I'll spend it on ice cream. It's hot outside today. Half the company knew about his love of women because they talk of little else, but I have just learnt about it. You stayed up until late at night. I'll make some coffee for you. Do you want milk in it? Up to now, I thought Paris was the best city ever, but I'm impressed with Amsterdam too. Tomorrow, we're off to Prague. She placed her hand on my shoulder and whispered something in my ear. I'll come over this evening and we can order something for dinner from a Chinese restaurant. My neighbor cheats at cards, but he always loses in the end. He also cheats on his wife. I checked my essay for any spelling mistakes before handing it in. I bumped into her during our visit to the museum. She was wearing a watch that was worth thousands of dollars. Could you keep an eye on my bag? I'll be back in a minute. There was a disagreement between them about what to eat and where to stay, among other things. I saw an old friend across the room. I pushed through the crowd and I walked up to her to say hello. I'm surprised at him. He has changed his behavior towards me. He asks for my opinion on everything. They blamed the cyclist for the accident. He didn't look around before crossing at a dangerous bend in the road. We must stay ahead of the competition and learn from others' mistakes. There's no way out but forward. I'm leaving for London on business in 3 hours. I'll stay there for a week or so. Pass that pen over to me, please. I want to write down everything so we can discuss it later in detail. He guided us through the busy market to the main square. Apart from football, I don't enjoy watching sports, but I subscribe to a sports newspaper and I'm interested in sports news. I'm amazed by the number of people who text and talk on the phone while driving. The kids were excited about the trip. They packed their own bags and they helped me with the sandwiches. Between you and me, he's difficult to talk to, and it puts me in a very awkward position.